Italian Landscapes with Resting Travelers by Jan Both is a very simple name to a piece of art that some may call very simple in itself. Just a landscape painting of some obscure place in Europe. Right? Well, maybe not. What some view as simplistic or uncomplicated, others could view as extravagant, daring, or even brilliant. Take, for example, the use of color in this piece. In the landscape, the colors don't seem to vary that much. Splashes of orange and yellow in a faraway sunset blends in nicely to the hills and trees seen closer in the painting, which are varying shades of green and brown. This use of color, the blending of warm colors into cool colors and vice versa, was very popular during the Renaissance. The Renaissance, a time of renewal, literally, was an era between the 14th century AD and the 17th century AD, where art flourished throughout Europe, inspiring any and all who could appreciate it. Italy is credited majorly for the start of the Renaissance, establishing an importance of art which would intrigue people all over the West. One of these people was a young man by the name of Jan Dirks Both, a young artist traveling to Rome with his brother, Andreas Both. Both were born in Utrecht in the early 1600s, and both learned to paint from their father, whose profession was a glass painter, or glazier. Jan focused majorly on landscapes, which is what he's most famous for, creating elegant scenes with a mixture of cool and warm colors. In his paintings, often small figures of people or animals are very vibrant in color, making them pop more to the eye. He often portrayed scenes of the Mediterranean, but more exotic in flora. But Jan didn't limit himself just to the Mediterranean. He traveled all over Europe and parts of Asia, captivating people with the beauty of his art. Beauty. How do we define a word that is based solely on opinion? Some might say beauty is a common acceptance of something aesthetically pleasing. Others would say that it is naturally pleasing to the eye, while others argue it can't be defined at all. In this piece, it's entirely possible the artist isn't trying to show something beautiful at all. It could be that he's simply trying to get people to talk about it. Whether or not they call it simple or extravagant, beautiful or meaningless, they are expressing their opinion, their individuality. After all, the Renaissance heavily promoted individuality, branching away from the secular beliefs that you don't matter in the grand scheme of things. And through his art, Jan Both is keeping that part of the Renaissance alive. I find this piece beautiful not because of the actual painting style or use of color, but by the questions it asks. Who are those travelers choosing to rest under that tree? Why are they resting there? Where are they? Where are they going? Etc. This work of art entices its audience through the stories it tells. As a lover of art, in particular film, I respect something that creates an interesting story and enthralls me to ask more. The piece creates a vivid world that seems as though people were living in it long before I laid my eyes on it and long after I turned my head away. And the fact that a canvas that is small enough to be put up onto a wall can tell such an intriguing story is beautiful. This has been Jared Cote with another Bulldog Podcast.